An unusual story is unfolding in the suburbs of Boston today. Early this morning, federal officials raided a company that sells software to everyone from the FBI to the Air Force to NATO. Officials are investigating whether the company, P-TECH, based in Quincy, has connections to terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda. From Boston, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Federal agencies that are at the heart of the nation's security have been scouring their computer systems, trying to determine if there are any bugs or so-called back doors that would compromise security and enable access to their sensitive information. So far, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge says no problems have been found.
It has been scrutinized by the best, and it poses no strategic threat or operational threat to this country. But there is a nexus there that led to the law enforcement action, and that's all I can tell you.
The first suspicions about P-TECH came from employees themselves. A source close to the investigation says several workers became concerned shortly after the September 11th attacks when they saw the name of Yassin El-Qadi added to the government's list of alleged terrorism financiers. One of the employees told the FBI El-Qadi had invested millions in P-TECH and said he'd been sent to Saudi Arabia to brief El-Qadi about P-TECH's finances in 1999. Now, federal prosecutors are looking into whether Al-Qaeda was secretly a part owner of P-TECH. Al-Qaeda has denied any connection to Al-Qaeda. But sources tell NPR the government is also investigating several other troubling links at P-TECH. Yaqub Mirza, a member of the board of directors, also directs a Virginia-based network being investigated for allegedly laundering money for terrorists. Another top P-TECH executive, Hussein Ibrahim, was previously with BMI, a company being investigated for alleged links to Hamas and other terrorist groups. And two other P-TECH officials, Suhail Lahir and Muhammad Mubayad, were also leaders of a Boston-based charity, CARE International, that is now under investigation for its links to a group the government believes was involved in the planning of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. U.S. Customs agents spent hours gathering information from P-TECH headquarters overnight. Company officials say they're cooperating with investigators, and they deny any link to terrorist groups. Speaking to CNN on his way into work this morning, a P-TECH vice president, Joe Johnson, downplayed the investigation.
You know, I think that it's to be expected. We live in kind of different times right now, you know. So, you know, we do have people here who are Muslim. They're American citizens, but, you know, we fully expect this. I mean, so I don't think it's any different than when you go to the airport today, you know, and you have to go through additional security. You know, we kind of suspected that this might happen, and, you know, it's going to happen. We just have to kind of try to get through it and continue with our business.
Still, given the nature of the work P-TECH does, helping to design computer information systems that touch every corner of an organization, P-TECH's clients, from the FBI to the FAA, are vulnerable. Nathaniel Palmer is a chief analyst with Delphi, a consulting firm that once worked with P-TECH.
It is, by definition of what they do, a company that has some pretty deep knowledge about some pretty important federal systems that, if it were in the wrong hands, would be a potential problem.
Palmer says the investigation of P-TECH speaks to a larger problem, which is the government's heavy reliance on outside resources to build its computer systems, including those yet to be built that will help run the new Homeland Security Department. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.